This is broadcast number 3 in the new series for KTAR Phoenix, series number 265. Greetings, friends, from the Pacific. Eloy, Arizona, Williams, Miami, and Jerome are the communities represented personally by the boys we are to interview during these next few minutes. I think these fellows are all from the 32nd Division, that famous Red Arrow outfit. You possibly remember our interview with General Gill, the commanding officer of this group, plus all the other interesting comment about the division that we have passed on to you from time to time. The 32nd is one of the most famous combat outfits in the Pacific Theater, one of the real veteran crews. And you may be sure that these boys from Arizona who are a member of the outfit or are members of the outfit have taken their share of the abuse that has been distributed from Buna to the Villa Verde Trail, the last of the great combat actions for which the 32nd will be remembered. Our first boy is James Burchett. James, your mother and father's name?
Frank Burchett and Mrs. Adding Burchett.
Oh, fine. And the town is Eloy, Arizona.
Right.
Frank, you look too young to be in the Army. Did anybody ever tell you that before?
No, sir. They said I was right age for the Army. I was 18.
Well, do you feel too young for
the Army? No, sir. I feel I'm doing my part over here. The rest of the boys over here, I'm no better than they are.
Well, now, that's a very congenial attitude about it all. If you were going to change it, what would you do? Would you have steak every day, or would you make other arrangements?
Well, I believe I'd have steak every day for a while.
At least once a day.
At least once a day.
Gee, that steak and gravy and potatoes. Can you imagine anything any better than that? Look at those boys in the technical department there. They're just about to die over
there. They like it awesome, I guess, right now.
I'll say. Do you get plenty of fruit and vegetables over here?
Well, we get quite a bit, sir. Vegetables. Well, it's about often as they can get a hold of them. They're kind of hard, though, over here.
That dehydrated
that
stuff. Maybe we better not talk about that, shall we not?
That's all right.
What were you doing when you were at home? Going to school?
Well, I was going to school, and I quit. I worked for Henry Wacker. I drove a truck out of Phoenix and potatoes, a whole lamb.
Potatoes. Fresh potatoes. That'd be wonderful.
That'd be wonderful to get a hold of right
yeah,
now.
I'll say it would. Well, what would you like to say either to your old boss or to your mother and dad or your friends?
Well, I'd like to say hello to mother and dad, and I hope they're fine. And I'm making it okay.
I'll tell you, Mother and Dad, he certainly looks good. He's got rosy cheeks and no curl in his hair yet, but it's still just the same color. Yeah. No gray hairs, I don't see. Do you?
No, I haven't got no gray hair yet, but I don't know if I stay long.
Well, if you don't get them, you'll be the first boy that I've seen around over here who didn't have reason to get them.
That's right.
Well, thanks a lot. It's nice to see you, Jim, and I hope it isn't too long before we're all back together in Arizona.
That's right.
Thank you. And now let's have Estrada here from Williams. I'll pause just long enough to let him move over here in the place that was occupied by James. Our studio facilities here at GHQ are quite sufficient, but they're very compact, so we have to monopolize every single solitary bit of space in order to be sure that we get the job done neatly. Let's have the name. This first name here looks like it's more than I could manage.
Faustino Estrada.
Faustino?
Faustino Estrada.
That sounds like Fatima cigarettes. Well, I suppose you do smoke, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't smoke, so you don't have to worry about tobacco over here. The boys have a lot of trouble about that, don't they?
Yeah, they have quite a trouble.
Do the fellows, most of them, get all the tobacco they need? Or are they short most of the time?
Most of the time are short.
Well, that's bad. We are doing without tobacco in the States enough that they ought to have them out here. Somebody's getting them. Who do you suppose is getting them?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know either, but I'd like to know, and I know a lot of other people that would like to know. What are you doing in the 32nd Division?
Well, right now we're resting and...
Enjoying it.
Enjoying it, yes.
Lots of good food?
No, not quite.
That's being honest. If you were home, what would your mother probably fix you that would be your favorite dish?
Well, I don't know. I don't have no mother.
Oh, you don't? Well, who would cook you your favorite dish at home?
Well, my sister, yeah.
And what would it be?
Well,
you don't have any favorites? No,
no.
No favorite tamale, friolis, tacos?
No.
Anything's good food at home?
Well, I don't know. Maybe a steak.
Oh, a steak. About that thick and real juicy.
Yeah, right.
And not too done. Oh, right. Say. It's so near dinner time, too, and here we sit talking about things that are 10,000 miles away. Well, let's talk to the folks a minute. Tell them what you'd like to tell them.
Well, just hello to Dad and sister and brothers, and I hope they're fine. Yes, I'm making okay.
Have you always had that little mustache?
Well, no.
That's pretty cute. Looked like Rudolph Valentino. Well, thanks a whole lot. You slip away now, and we'll try one of the other boys. That was Faustino Estrada, Williams, Arizona, Mrs. E.H. Estrada's son. Now, Billy J. Hill of Miami. Billy J. Hill of Miami. Billy, how you been doing?
Well, about as good as can be expected in a place like this.
You don't look tall enough to be in the Army.
Well, I wish I wasn't.
Don't they put some kind of a restriction on your height before they let you in?
Yes, 5 foot, and I just hit the mark.
Right on the beam, huh? How do you like this part of the world? Have you seen enough out here to be glad you came, or do you wish you'd never come out here?
I wish I'd never been here. I like the States better.
Oh, well, who doesn't? After all, the final preference would certainly take us all back to the States. How many points do you have?
59.
That isn't enough, is it?
No, it isn't.
When did you join the 32nd?
In November of 43.
Was that during the Guinea campaign?
No, I was just in time to get a hold of it.
Oh, you were then in a part of it, all right.
Yes, I started out at Sador Beach Landing.
And you got into that mud at Leyte in first-class style, huh?
Yes.
Gee, that stuff must have been terrible. I've seen lots of pictures of it, and it must have been really rough.
It was just about knee-deep all over the island.
All the
time.
It rained
every day.
Well, it's been better up here, hasn't it, on Luzon?
Yes, it's considerable better. The weather here is much better than that.
Have you been enjoying good health?
Yes, I can say I have.
No wounds?
No. Pretty lucky at that.
Let's say something to the folks at home in a personal sort of way.
Well, I'd like to say hello for Raymond Wimberly's folks in Pima, Arizona, and to Evan Billingsley there in Miami. Someday I'm going to be back there with you.
Have you met many Arizona boys? I hear you speaking here for some friend of yours. Have you run into a few?
Yes, this Raymond Wimberly from Pima, Arizona. He's in my company now. And we run around a good deal together, and he's in good health.
And just as anxious to be home as you are, huh?
Yes.
Are you a combat infantryman?
Yes, heavy machine gunner.
Oh, heavy machine gunner. Do you work right up with the leading squads, or do you bring up the next units?
No, heavy weapons company is kind of a sport rifleman, giving overhead fire for advances on them.
But you get plenty of work to do.
Yes, you got plenty of work.
All right. Well, Billy, it's good to see you. And I imagine that Miami will be glad to see you one of these days when you get home. Well, if you'll slip away now, I'll call one of these other boys in. Billy's mother is living over in Texas, but his many friends in Miami will appreciate his message of greeting, and particularly the proxy media greeting that was passed on to the boy's parents in Pima. Our next boy's name?
Homer Cummings, sir.
Homer Cummings. And will you give me your address, Homer?
Box 924, Jerome, Arizona.
And your mother and father?
Mr. Homer Cummings and Mrs. Maggie Cummings.
And I believe you're married.
Yes, sir, that's right.
What's her name?
Marie Cummings now, sir.
Marie.
Yes, sir.
I bet she's pretty, isn't she?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, that's wonderful. Does she write you nice letters?
Yes, sir. Quite often, too.
She tells you how much she loved you and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yes, sir. It has all that in it.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you tell her how much you love her?
Oh, yes, sir.
You're not afraid of the censor?
No, I'm not afraid of him. I never see him.
Well, he probably says the same thing in his letters, so you can worry.
I imagine.
How you been getting along?
Fine, sir. Best of health and everything.
That's good. Well, you have a nice, ready smile. For as long as you've been with the 32nd Division, that's probably some sort of an achievement. How many months have you been with
them? I've just been with them about 2 months, sir.
Then that smile hasn't had time to wear off.
No, it hasn't had time yet.
Are you getting along with the food all right?
Well, at times, sir.
Then you mean to condition that by saying that at times you could stand one of those steaks like my friend was.
Yes, sir, very readily.
I see. Do you get any fresh meat at all?
No, sir, not in quite some time.
Uh-huh. Well, it won't be long. One of these days it'll be different.
Oh, we're hoping.
Let's have a greeting to the folks at home.
I'd like to send my love to my wife and son, and I'd also like to say hello to my mother and dad and to my aunts in that vicinity.
You're all right, and they don't need to worry.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Homer Cummings. That rounds up the quartet, another group of four boys whose primary number one all-time personal interest is home, and those of you who make it home. James Burchett, Faustino Estrada, Billy J. Hill, and Homer Cummings from Eloy, Arizona, Williams, Miami, and Jerome. I want to thank these boys for their courtesy in coming into this warm studio and going through this friendly routine with us. I know you enjoyed it, especially those of you who know the boys personally, and that you'll be looking forward to our next broadcast that will bring you another group of the boys who make Arizona a place of which we are all so very proud. Until our next presentation, greetings to you from the heart of the Philippines, from Howard Pyle, and now back to Fred McPherson.